Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear again from Megan Anderson and Samantha Dieroff, two medical students at the University of Missouri, who work and hold positions within the MedZoo Community Clinic. They spoke about one of their recently opened specialty clinics that offers free and inclusive healthcare for transgender Missourians, and about what that clinic has meant to some of their patients. Here's Megan.
It's really important to realize that gender affirmation can be anything. There's so many different methods that people can use. And it's not going to be my option or other physician's option to make that decision for the patient. Like, the patient gets to make that option of where they are at and where they want to be with their gender affirmation. So I think that in general is something that we're, as a clinic, really pushing towards people understanding and people realizing what are the goals for the patient.
I think as med students, we had always heard preferred pronouns was something that we should ask someone. But with speaking with other trans health clinics, they said, no, don't ask people what their preferred pronoun is. Ask them what their personal pronoun is. Because by, you know, saying preferred, we're saying, you know, we still have the power in what we're going to call you, but you may request me to have a preference versus saying personal. It's a way for us to further affirm their identity. I just think that it's very unique that we're in this transition period of trying to set up the clinic. And so it's allowing people who feel like they're isolated from healthcare to really have a say in, one, now I get healthcare, but this is how I want it to look. And this is how I think it would best look. It's challenged us to maintain that viewpoint of everything we do needs to be patient-driven. The only way you can really do that is get the patient perception, get their opinion, you know. We can pretend that we know what's best for the patients, but we're not going home to their situations. I know for me, after our very first clinic in February, I had a gentleman come up to me and he said, there is absolutely nothing like this out there, and we've been waiting. And I'm about to go on Facebook and tell everybody to come here. And he just literally skipped out the door, which was hilarious to me.
I think I know that patient. I wouldn't have realized, and just this being my own privilege itself, I would have never realized how important hormone replacement therapy can be for someone. And so a couple times last year, we started someone on hormone replacement therapy after them seeing the doctor and having a conversation, and it was clear that they really wanted it. All we did was write a prescription. We're just like, here you go. And their response was literally just like to start like hugging me. I was just like, oh, I'm an awkward person in general, if you know me. So I was really just like, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do with my body. And so I just immediately like started hugging them back, but just them laughing, that joy that like I just would not have realized. And not every patient's going to react that way, because we have other patients that like they will show their joy in a different way and you can tell. But just like that giant hug that I was not expecting whatsoever, I was just kind of like, you know what? Like, this is so important to someone. Like, even though I have the privilege to never like be in that situation, like this is something that can be very important to someone.
That was Samantha Dieroff and Megan Anderson, two medical students who work with the MedZoo clinic here in town, speaking about the new specialty transgender healthcare clinic MedZoo has opened. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Landon Jones. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.